the honest truth is, the faster you can pivot, the faster you can move, the faster you can change your marketing message to, you know, hey, here's an opportunity. Here's how you can make it so you survive. So think about it this way. People always talk about, especially in this online space, freedom in life. Well, right now we're going down a level on the hierarchy of needs to security. Mm-hmm. So instead of freedom, what you're selling is security. I mean, financial security versus financial freedom.
So in all the market messages, the offers, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're changing the way that people think. People are not thinking the next 2 years. They're now thinking the next 30 to 90 days.
Boom, boom, sh, boom, 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 sh, boom.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flow Chart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki.
All right, let's do this.
What are we doing?
We're talking to our buddy.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, this is actually a fun conversation.
Yeah. It's we're talking to our buddy. I'm talking to my buddy.
Yeah. That's what we do for a living, is we talk to our buddies.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty sweet living. And some reason people hang with us, but I guess it's kind of a smidgen interesting.
Yeah.
But yes, today we have another buddy with us. Mm-hmm. A new buddy you haven't seen on the Hustle and Flowchart show, but he has been on your previous show.
Yes, I did interview him on Authority Insider, I think somewhere between 4 and 5 years ago.
Damn.
So if you're wondering how long we've been doing this, longer than that.
Yeah, we started, 2010 originally, all this stuff, podcasting, but
yeah,
it's been a ways. Things have evolved. But yeah, Scott Oldford is here.
Yes.
And he's back for, I guess, technically round two since...
But it's round one of Hustle and Flowchart.
Let's just call it just... He's back.
Yeah.
But not naming any names. Hard times. Yeah, Scott, times have changed since that last time you chatted with him too. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't even want to hear that old interview. I said, it'll be tech to the end of this one, don't worry.
Yeah.
But it won't, probably.
So as we record this episode, I'm actually going to give you a peek behind the curtain. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain. We're actually recording this on March 12th.
The day that Disneyland shut down.
Yes. Today is March 12th, and today is the day that we found out Traffic and Conversion Summit got postponed. Mm-hmm. We found out that Disneyland is closed. Mm-hmm. It's the day after we found out that the NBA has indefinitely postponed its season. Mm-hmm. We found out that the NCAA March Madness is going to play on without fans in the stadium. Mm-hmm. That is what is going on in the world today as we record this. So I wanted to give that context because we do talk about that in this episode.
Yeah. No, it's interesting times, and maybe by the time this goes live, hopefully there's a solution or it's looking better, but who knows? But this is where we're at now at March 12th.
Yeah, we may be in quarantine by the time you hear this, all locked into our bedrooms separately.
Oh geez, hope not. Jesus.
Like not even allowed in my kitchen anymore.
Oh my God, how all right, let's hope it doesn't go there.
Yeah.
Let's stay positive and be happy for health.
I'm wiping my butt on the carpet like a dog because nobody can buy toilet paper anymore.
How do you keep that microphone so close to your mouth? It doesn't even sound like your sound effect is working. I can't tell. All right, so Scott is... He just has a wealth of information, a wealth of experience, has been a million in debt twice, he said, and has come back quickly as well from these times. And he, it's just really cool to hear his perspective of that experience and the shifts he's had. But also, of course, we're chatting a lot about the current affairs of the world and really how, from his perspective and as a business owner and person, you should kind of prepare yourself and act. I mean, there's definitely the fear side of things, freak out mode, tighten up, survival mode. And then there's the other side that's opportunity, optimistic. Hey, happy I'm healthy and alive.
Yeah.
And let's do something about this thing, man. There's always an opportunity. So he breaks down his perspective on that in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's just a fascinating conversation. In fact, I think before we hit record, we almost compared it to let's just do a Joe Rogan on this one and see where the conversation goes.
Literally, that was the right before we recorded, we're like, hey, Scott, what are we going to talk about? You didn't give us anything. And he was like, I don't know. Let's just hit record.
Let's just hit record and see what comes out. And it was a fascinating conversation and it flew by and we looked at the clock and we went, shit, we need to get Scott off of here because he had a deadline that he needed to meet. So
it's all good.
Damn,
we'll have him back. Oh, Maybe we'll have him back. You let us know, though, if you want him back.
Yeah. Let us know if you enjoy this episode. Let us know in the Facebook group, or you can email us, or however you prefer to communicate. Facebook group's preferred.
Yeah, go to the Facebook group.
But yeah, flowchartgroup.com is where you can find the Facebook group. Yeah. Let us know if you like this episode, because if you enjoy it, Scott said he'll come back for more and probably schedule a longer time block to chat with us.
Sure.
We enjoyed the episode, so we want him back. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode and want him back as well.
Yeah, no, we I don't even know where to start with what we touched on, but really there's a lot of his philosophies, perspective of what's happening with his experience. And really, I think this is a great one for especially business owner, you know, I'm sure you're a business owner listening, but you know, like this is gonna kind of reframe things. And I think what I really like with Scott, because I actually didn't really know him prior to this, you did more so, but he really taps into deeper levels than most entrepreneurs go.
Yeah.
You know, he's not all about tactics, strategies. He's like, they're not really what you need.
He does seem to have like a lot of the mental game figured out, although he'll be the first to admit that he doesn't know what he's talking about. But
hey,
you know,
that's, do we ever have it figured out? I don't believe the person that says they do.
I mean, this is one of those conversations that it's probably going to be really hard for us to intro it in, because we had so many different conversations and sub conversations. It's a lot of really, really fascinating stuff. But
I want to give a shout out to his book that's coming out. Yeah. And it might be published by the time this goes live. We are trying to push this episode live a little sooner, just because it's kind of timely too. But it's called The Nuclear Effect.
Yeah.
And he does break down kind of the pillars of that book, and it's actually extremely fascinating. And you know, he said he's given it to a lot of kind of some big name folks in the industry, and they said, oh dude, like, yeah, this is good. This is really good. So I can't wait to get my hands on it. Hopefully it's live by the time this goes live.
Yep. And scottoldford.com is his website. So make sure you give that a peek to find all of his various courses and offerings and all of that good stuff.
That's about that.
And we're going to take notes on this one.
We're always taking notes. But before the notes, actually, I just wanted to, and I know it's like cardinal rule not to give more than one call to action, but I just want to shout out the Facebook group again.
Yeah.
That Facebook group is popping off right now.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I mean, every day there's someone new, but there's new topics now. It's not just us posting stuff. It's literally the community that we bring in there. And it's mainly, almost all of them are podcast listeners like yourself.
Yep.
And it's just a perfect place to discuss the episodes. We actually try to invite every single one of the speakers or the guests we have on the show into that group. So if you have a question, you can just tag them and they will see it, and pretty much all of them respond.
Yeah.
So there's really no better way to connect not only with us, but with the actual person we bring on as a guest. And then from there, I mean, you know, there's just a lot of marketing, life, business, all sorts of cool talk in there. So yeah,
flowchartgroup.com.
Flowchartgroup.com. It's free. There's no pay, nothing. Just hit the join button and we'll get you in there.
Yep. And then the notes, as always, 38470 comp or hustleandflowchart.comp. Hustleandflowchart.com/comp.
There you go.
Grab the notes that we took for you on this episode at one of those places.
That was hustleandflowchart.com/comp or 38470, texting that number and the word comp, C-O-M-P, and you'll get the notes too.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's
talk to Scotty O.
Scotty O. Yo, Matt, really quick.
Yo.
So we were just messing around with our most favorite tool that helps us ninjily jump the ranks and creepily beat the competitors out there on Google and YouTube.
Lots of adjectives here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to use adjectives and sound smart, but I'm using, I don't know, I think they're working out.
Yeah.
But we basically have a tool that helps us do all of this stuff to help with our content marketing and get a lot of visibility for everything we put out in the world.
Yes. That tool is called Ahrefs.
Dang right it is.
.com. That's spelled Ahrefs.com. And we do have a membership. And I'm not saying this just because they're a sponsor of ours, but we actually use it. Mm-hmm. We pay for it and we love it. It's one of our most used tools in our business to figure out what keywords to go after, what competitors are doing, to figure out what, where we're ranking, so we can, you know, sort of level up the rankings for the various keywords that we're pushing. And dude, it does so freaking much.
It's a lot. It's a lot to uncover, and it's a beast when you get in there. But they, It's got a lot going on. Mm. So you definitely want to check out Ahrefs. It's kind of, it's basically a tool that we only really talk about it actually on this podcast.
Yeah.
And it's super cool that they're supporting us. And it's actually, we reached out to ask them about that originally because we love their tools so much. We wanted to somehow shine some more light on them with the cat. So it's really cool. You should check it out at ahrefs.com.
Yep.
And basically check out their content too. They have a great YouTube channel. If you check out Ahrefs, their channel there.
Oh, we've learned a ton about SEO just by watching their YouTube channel.
Oh yeah. They literally give a ton of SEO strategies and, you know, spotting opportunities and gaps and da-da-da-da-da. We'll make a big old list in future episodes. They sponsored our show last year actually, and like each one we made kind of like a new nugget of like a new training you can use in SEO and then use Ahrefs as to just basically speed up the process. So their YouTube channel is great for that. They have a blog as well, and so check them out. Ahrefs.com, and you're gonna love it because we love them.
Yep.
See you, Scott. Welcome to the show, man.
What's up? What's happening?
Well, this is craziness is happening, man. Or at least so people think.
Yeah.
Craziness in the world. At least at the time of this recording. Who knows?
Yeah. Right before we hit record, we were chatting about the coronavirus and world markets and all sorts of fun stuff like that. So we figured might as well just record this and let other people hear the conversation we're having.
Yeah. Well, I think I was actually, I was on Mike Dillard's podcast there last week and we were talking about, you know, what to do. And then it's really funny because we talked about how the market was going to like go down and then like 4 days later, it just like the bottom fell out.
Plunk.
Yeah. And I got some friends that like really play the stock market and they've been shorting it for a while. And, you know, they're like, they're having a fun time.
Well, everything's on discount.
Probably the only people having a fun time, but yeah, no, it's really kind of crazy what fear does, you know? Because like, I think we're moving into a market right now. Like, we just came from a crazy, crazy, crazy bull market, and for the last like 11 years, and I think now we're just, I think, you know, in this online space, we were talking about this too. You know, I've advised. I mean, I've built, you know, 10 businesses past seven figures in this industry. I've helped over 100 scale past seven figures, and we're going from, hey, let's scale to let's survive mentality.
And we're
not like the virus has nothing to do with it. Like like when the virus goes away and everyone there's a cure, like blah 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 blah. Like it's not going to matter. Like this brought us to where I think the economy had to go anyways. And so I think that if you're like in this digital realm right now, one of two things. Number one, if you're in the business opportunity space, you're going to crush it over the next 3 years.
Oh yeah,
that without a doubt. I mean, a lot of people I've worked with, they're in the business opportunity space, the ethical ones I work with. And if you're in the business improvement space, I think there's a lot of money to be made because there's lots of people that are like, okay, you know what? When the market's down, I got to double down and let's figure this stuff out. And then of course there's a whole pool of people that are like, oh, I'm scared. I'm afraid. Let me like not spend any money. Let me not do anything. And let me, you know, let me stay in my wood house with, 100,000 rounds of ammunition.
And all my toilet paper.
Right. Stacked to the roof. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that person. Sure. It's just like, you know, you're not going to make any money with that person.
Yeah. Well, I think there's specifically some opportunities right now with the coronavirus thing going around right now for digital entrepreneurs. I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're going to find people holding themselves up, self-quarantining, doing that kind of stuff, and they need to keep themselves occupied. How are they going to keep themselves occupied? Well, let's put content and opportunities in front of them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm like, I decided this morning I'm going to do like a program on how to make it so that you can like make money in this time right now. Like all my stuff that I do on cash injection and how to like, you know, raise money and what to do with your finances and what the, you know, all these different types of things that I've never really put into a course. I'm like, well, right now is a perfect time to sell that.
Oh my God. That's brilliant. I mean, right? we're talking about.
I've always talked like very specific, like, you know, I have my ROI method and I have my six pit, like all my methodologies are very based on, all right, let's build a business really well over the next 2-3 years. Most people are not going to be able to look that way. And I think the other problem is the businesses that are actually doing less than $1 million a year actually have a higher potential right now than the ones that are, you know, 1 to 5 million.
Well, yeah. Expand on that.
So, this is, I always have to say that, like, you could look at everything from an optimistic view or like a pessimistic view. You know what I mean? Like literally everything in life. And I never want to be the one that's helping people be fearful. I just want to give people facts as much as unbiased as possible. Right.
Sure.
So, the way I look at it is this, like, most businesses under $1 million in revenue has a lot less overhead than the businesses that are 2, 3, 4 million. The businesses at 2, 3, 4 million have a lot slower time. Let's call it like above $1 million, below $1 million. It's not really that, but, you know, depending on their business structure.
It's a good metric.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just using a number to make it easy. And for example, I have a business right now. Like, last year I had a business, 44 team. If I was going into this time right now with 44 team members in the business I had beforehand, even though it was doing $10 million, I'd be frightened shitless. Mm. I just straight up, I would be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into this. I got one team member.
Wow.
And, I got a multi-million-dollar business, you know? And so it doesn't affect me, but most people don't do that, right? Most people might have a $250,000 a year business with one team member. The honest truth is, the faster you can pivot, the faster you can move, the faster you can change your marketing message to, you know, hey, here's an opportunity. Here's how you can make it so you survive. So think about it this way. People always talk about, especially in this online space, freedom in life. Well, right now we're going down a level on the hierarchy of needs to security.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of freedom, what you're selling is security. Financial security versus financial freedom.
So in all the market messages, the offers, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're changing the way that people think. People are not thinking the next 2 years; they're now thinking the next 30 to 90 days.
Sure.
So if you're selling something that helps somebody 2 years down the road, you're gonna have a hard time.
Hmm.
And so now you have to, like, so because the only people like me are gonna look like that, you know, like I, you know, people that have some money in the bank and things are good, and you know, like this is not going to affect me on a day to day basis. The way I look at this, and anybody that, you know, it does have, you know, you got a $5 million business, you got, you know, some money in the bank, you were smart enough not to, you know, take your money out of the stock market early, mm-hmm. like all those things, but you're going to, if you got cash, there's so many opportunities in investments and finances and going, buying other people's businesses and all these different types of things. Mm-hmm. So, but if you have a very highly leveraged business, or let's say you're growing really quickly over the last couple of years and you haven't gotten to those like profit times, or you know, a lot of your clients are having, you know, a hard time paying, it's going to be more difficult for you. And you got to, like, look at, okay, the reason I ended up $1 million in debt when I was 21 was because my business didn't do that well. By the time I was 19 to 21, I was operating a business. I had an $80,000 loss per month and I didn't cut it because I thought that the market was going to change. I thought the situation was going to change. I didn't want to let go of my team.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, was it mainly a team thing for you?
Yeah, it was a team. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was. I had an agency at the time.
So I'm actually kind of curious, like, when you have a business like that and you're going deeper and deeper into debt, how are you financing that debt that you get to $1 million in debt?
So, well, you got to think about it this way. If you have $2 million in revenue, $3 million in revenue, and you can go and get credit pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I had some really good years.
Mm-hmm.
Back then. And so, you know, you can finance line of credit, credit cards, loans against that. And that's what I did.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you can't get $1 million in debt if you're just like Joe Blow making $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, yeah. And I think that that's the other thing. Like, I have a lot of people that I see right now that, and I think, you know, if you're listening to this and you got a multi-million-dollar business and you know that you're going to be kind of going through some turmoil, my best advice for you is, like, you know, do things that are going to make money, right? Like, unless you have a stockpile of cash, do things that are going to make you money right now. And, you know, don't, like, try, like, the worst thing you can do in business is try to be nice when things aren't going the right way. And then if you might need to pivot, you might need to change. If you're doing a couple $100,000 a month, like, right now is the best time that you can work hard, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It seems like people are, like you said, they're survival mode. So there's going to be a separation of people who are stuck in that mentality. And then probably another, they're the hustlers, the ones that see opportunity in these gaps right now.
At the end of the day, it's like, you just got to turn the news off. You got to turn the news feed off. You just got to be like, all right, what's my opportunity? Who can I help? How can I help them get to work?
Mm-hmm.
And keep your expenses low. If you need to like hire, you know, right now would not be a good time to like get courses. Right now is a good time to like find a mentor, find someone to coach you if you don't know how to do something. Mm-hmm. Like laser focused. Like know exactly, like the biggest thing you need right now is you need to have some level of alignment of like you knowing what your positioning is, your messaging is, and then you having clarity on the plan that you need to attack on. Mm-hmm. And like that's it.
From and, your like, perspective.
And then stop listening to like your family and your friends and like all the fear, mm-hmm. and just like, you know, stay in that like abundant mindset, yeah. while knowing that like, you know, opportunities like this only come around every 10, 15 years.
Right.
You know, for the most part.
So from your perspective, how long do you think that people should kind of be in this mindset? I mean, we know that this kind of shift is happening, and in my opinion, it's overdue. It's about 3 years overdue for this sort of financial shift to happen. But how long do you think that that's going to last, where people are going to be more in survival mode versus, versus hustle mode?
I think it's going to take, I mean, here's the thing, we've it's pretty much impossible to tell. But here's what I'll give you. Okay. So I gotta, you know, put an asterisk to this to say that, mm-hmm. not a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Never went to college, never went to university. You should probably never listen to me. Okay. so, you know, my legal disclaimer, this is probably complete bullshit. So what I will, and what I will say is that I'm really, really good at making money. I've helped people make hundreds of millions of dollars. I've made myself 30 million plus in the last, you know, few number of years. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like some pro investor, right? I'm becoming a better and better investor, but you know, I'm not some pro investor. So take everything I say with like a grain of salt, and then use your own like, you know, data and analytics and what your gut's telling you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the fact that like this is going to happen. It's going to alter a lot of our society on how we're connecting with each other. I think we're going to connect with each other, and I think it's going to, you know, when the NBA gets canceled, and this, you know, if you're listening to this in 2027 and the next, you know, economy thing goes down, it doesn't matter when. The cycle stays pretty much the same.
There's always indicators like we're
seeing. Yeah. So, you know, if I were anybody right now, I'd be like, okay, you know what? I probably don't need, you know, 4 vacations this year. Let's balance my life. I think that a lot of, you know, don't spend money on dumb shit to impress mm-hmm. other people. That's like that always. Mm-hmm. The next thing, I think a lot of people are going to lose their job for the last time. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying this for a while, and I know it's been going to be like this for a while. And, you know, we are going to a contractor, freelancer oriented world in so many ways. You got a lot of people that are going to be losing their jobs because of technology, robots, artificial intelligence, especially over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
And then even more in the next, you know, leading up to 2035 when we hit, you know, singularity and computers are smarter than us. And so, you know, I think that if you're in the business of helping other people learn how to make money, I think you're going to do well.
Yeah.
If you're in the business of coaching and transformation and allowing people to upgrade their consciousness, I think you're going to do well. If you're selling luxury goods, the 1%, the percentage of the 1% that are buying, or let's call it the top 3%. The people that are in the top 3% that are buying things that they don't really need is going to decrease. You know what I mean? So like ultra luxury never really changes, but luxury does change.
Right. There's kind of like a step below
ultra. Yeah. It's the people that can't actually afford the luxury, but they're doing it anyways. Right. Mm-hmm. So like pretty much everybody that has all the personal brands on Instagram, I've mentored so many people, so many personal brands, so many 7-figure plus businesses. Most people don't have any real money. They have cash flow.
Well, I mean, you hear about the people all the time that make 150 grand a year, but they have a $50,000 Rolex that they bought on debt anyway, you know, like kind of who you're talking about.
Right. Well, but I mean, you know, and I always, you know, most people that make $20,000 a month in their business profit more money than the person making, you know, 100.
Yeah, sure.
Almost like I see that almost every day. Someone comes to me at 100 grand. They're like, how much money in the bank? Oh, you know, 40 grand. How much money do you have in profit? 5 grand a month. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're something's off here.
You're the same as this other guy. You're just trying to get your, you know, seven-figure award.
You know? Just going for that status symbol.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? And like, listen, I was that person. I can only talk about it because I was that person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get your gold record from ClickFunnels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, actually, I never got anything from ClickFunnels because I never used it. So
there you go.
I didn't get shit. I don't know how many X's I'd be able to have on that now. I'd be the dude, you know, going down the road with like, you know, 40 of those award, you know, plaques. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I don't want to downgrade anybody that's been able to do that is amazing.
Right. Right. Great. Of course.
I'm not saying that it's just, you know, I think now is the time to get away from vanity and get into like, really, all right, cool. Sweet. Let's not just flash our cool car or our cool house, let's actually make real money. Yeah. And like, let's actually make it so that we can not just survive, but thrive.
Yeah.
I want to go back to really quick.
In the next part, I just want to say on that is that, you know, I think this online space, I mean, I think the next 5 years, you're going to see this blow up 10 to 30X what it is today.
Yeah.
So why do you think that? Yeah, because that's actually what I was thinking about. Because all these companies now, at least what I'm thinking, they're sending their folks home, you know, to work remotely.
They're going to wake up and be like, you know what, we're dumbasses.
Let's
you know what, we don't need most of the people we actually have, and let's get rid of all these expensive offices.
You got to think of, yeah, like the employees are probably going to be like, shit, I've been doing this all wrong. Mm. And you know, there's other opportunities. But
no one's going to want to go back to work. Everyone's going to be like, fuck that.
And then the companies are going to be like, oh, shit, this is actually pretty interesting. I could probably save a lot of money. You know, like there's going to be a shift of some sort.
Well, it's going to end up where like pretty much every company is run by one or two people. And then the rest of the workforce is all just freelancers underneath them.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I mean, I think that that's the way that things are going. I think that, you know, I'm writing a book right now. I'm writing my current book's coming out in June 16th, which is my birthday, called The Nuclear Effect, which I talk about how to create the currency of money, the currency of audience, and the currency of influence. Because with those three currencies, you basically do whatever you want in the world, right?
Right.
But my next, but the book, I don't know if it'll be the one after that or the one after that one. Depends on timing. But it, you know, it's basically about how to activate the entrepreneurialism that's in our DNA, because we were all entrepreneurs back 1700s, 1800s. It's only the last 200 years that we all got trained to be, you know, monkeys working in a plant.
Yep,
you know,
factory, know I mean? And all that.
Yeah, factory, right? And so like before that, we were all 1700s, you were an entrepreneur. Everybody was a freelancer. Everybody was an entrepreneur.
That's a good point.
Right. And so, you know, we got what, maybe six generations of that. Like that's still embedded inside of our, when people are like, oh no, I'm not an entrepreneur, I can't. And I'm like, that's bullshit. If you can turn on and off anything in your, you can turn off your heart disease, you can turn off your cancer. Like we've proven all of this, that we can turn on and off different parts of our DNA.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurship's, you know, embedded. And so I'm, you know, I'm calling that book, It's in Your Blood. And so, you know, I don't know when that's ever, and I haven't even started it yet, but it's a concept. And, but it's so true. And like, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have to rise up of everybody is an entrepreneur. Everyone has a personal brand. Everybody's sort of, you know, helping, you know, people in this new online space. And it's going to grow. I mean, I'm talking like considerably in a considerable way. And I think a lot of the time because it's so small right now, we think we're in like this little nook and cranny of the world, which we are. And it's about to like unleash to everybody believing that this is like real.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be weird.
It seems like it's happening now. It's going to happen at a rapid pace with this.
This is going to happen less than 24 months.
You're right. I can
see
that.
Less than 24 months. Like if you are, and I mean like, you know, because I mentor so many people that are doing well and a lot of my friends and everything else, like I see what's happening, like what works and what doesn't work pretty quick.
Yeah.
And, who has money and who doesn't have money and all those different types of things, right?
So what would you say to the folks like, you know, like in these times, you know, like the things to stay away from and the things to do, because things are like you said, going to rapidly change in this 24 months. So what are some of the new norms that we should establish?
Yeah. I mean, number one, you know, don't do anything because someone told you to do it. Mm-hmm. First
That's
off.
Good advice.
All right, go ahead and turn off this podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, no. Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, but I always tell everybody, I'm like, you know, my job as a mentor and advisor anytime, when I'm an investor in something, a little bit different, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I'm an advisor and mentor for someone, I'm like, listen, whatever I tell you, if your gut tells you to do something else, listen to your fucking gut.
Sure. Nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm a dumbass compared to your gut knows exactly. I was listening to this great podcast with Robert Downey Jr. recently, and he's talking about how, like, you know, there's like this invisible line in life that is your intuition. And the more that you follow it, the stronger it gets and the stronger the pull. And it's so true. Like for me, like when I fell in love with my wife, but 2.5 years ago, I like found that surrender of like, you know, I'm fucking whatever. You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. I got married to her 6 months after meeting her.
Nice.
And, yeah. And that was like my first experience, like true surrender. And then I just kept on surrendering and surrendering and surrendering to like this, my intuition. And so, I mean, listen, it's every day that goes by, it's always a good day to listen to your intuition. Yeah. So that's first thing. That's first thing. Second thing is you know, don't invest in anything that's vanity metric. Like nobody, like it doesn't matter how many likes you have or like how many followers you have or like any of that stuff. Yeah. Number three, have more conversations with people, right? More conversations. Get on more phone calls. Get on more. The reason I'm on a podcast is because I want to spend $50,000 less on advertising every month because I want to put that money
smart
in the bank.
Man. Yeah.
Right. So I haven't done a podcast in like 2 years. I mean, I just booked like 45.
We noticed that we were doing some research. We're like, damn, Scott hasn't been anywhere recently. What the hell is he talking about these days?
I mean, it works out fine.
It's great.
Who knows what happened when you got on a search on that one?
It's a good thing.
It works out good because if we get overly researched, then you don't get, you know, the kind of cool, interesting conversations that we probably wouldn't have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's you know, you just got to think about things in like partnerships and organic. A lot of people, and then the next one, and again, I don't have a list in front of me, so I'm just freeballing this shit. And I would say the next one is like a lot of people outsource shit they don't need to outsource because they get to a certain point in business and then they think it's cool to outsource shit. And then they start outsource and then they outsource the wrong shit. You know what I mean? Like,
but you gotta get that
unless you're really bad. Yeah. Like, you know, you gotta make sure that you actually just, and you also need to know, are you scaling for the right reason?
Well, like, you gotta right shit, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, and the other side of it is like a lot of the time, in order for someone to go from say 20,000 a month to 50,000 a month, they gotta decrease their profit margin by like a lot.
Yeah.
Right. If they want to grow and they want to get there quickly. And so you gotta really know, you gotta be like, okay, I think this business makes sense for me to get the 50,000 a month, because if I get the 50,000 a month, well, now I have 20,000 profit versus say, you know, 6,000 profit. Mm-hmm. But the journey to that, I think people think that they can like keep their same profit margins as they scale. And like, that's, unless you're scaling 10 to 20% a year, that's not true. Mm-hmm. And so I think you got to be careful on that. You probably want to keep a little more cash in the bank right now.
Yeah.
Right. You want to keep a little bit more cash in the bank. I think if you look at your, if you look at your clients, you want more clients that pay you less money. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So you only got five clients and they all pay you 5,000 a month. You're making 25 a month. Well, that's cool. Two of them drops off. You're screwed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of agency owners that we know out there. Yeah. Have that model.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time. Yeah. I've owned many of agencies. I've grown three different agencies past seven, two past seven plus. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, try to figure out how to get that monthly reoccurring revenue.
Yeah.
Like if you wake up every single month and you're like, okay, you know what? All my expenses plus 30% of my expenses are covered by my monthly reoccurring revenue. Mm. Well, that's going to take a lot less stress.
Think about the fear and the survival mode just kind of goes away, you know?
Right. Yeah, and you can actually think, and I think there's like levels of, you got to think about, you know, levels of, I think a lot of people right now are like in the primal instincts.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's people that are in like reactive instincts. And then there's people that are, you know, in more of the, and this is a new framework that I've been developing on consciousness and business. And there's after that, so that's 80% plus of the population. And then after that, you have a willful consciousness. That's like the hustler, the Gary Vaynerchuk type of you know, person that's like rah, 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 let's work 14 hours a day.
Right.
And then you have the intellectual consciousness that's like, okay, let me look at the market. Let me look at the business. Let me look at, you know, let me look at the data. Let me look and see what's going to happen. And then you have above that, you have like the intuitive consciousness. That's like, let me listen to my, forget everything else. I'm going to be calm. I'm going to meditate. things are going to be cool. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's always been okay. Mm-hmm. If not, we wouldn't have been here by now.
That's right.
And you know what, the likeliness of like your mother and your father getting together and you are the exact egg and sperm of being here. What, it's like one in like how many trillion?
Yeah. It's like, give up this control.
Listen, if you were here, you're here for a reason. It wasn't a mistake. And like, let's keep moving on.
Well, right? To mention the odds of being in this time where the life expectancy isn't 30 years old, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have to be very different conversation. It's like, if you're above 35 years old right now, you're like, you're winning the fucking game.
That's right. Yeah. You're thriving. Yeah. Get over your bad shit.
Yeah. And then I think another thing is like, you got to go back to, the more you trust your, and you listen, I've been in $1 million of debt multiple times at this point. So I've made plenty of mistakes. One thing I've learned about making mistakes is that you can get yourself out of there just as fast as you got in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's about resourcefulness. Like if you don't trust yourself, and you can work on this with, you know, I'm a huge advocate of hypnotherapy and meditation and these different modalities of helping your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And so much that I ended up starting a company specifically for entrepreneurs to help them on mindset.
Actually, yeah, awesome. On that point right there, I know last time we talked, we actually had, I think, a quick conversation about psychedelics and microdosing. And I think I've seen like on Facebook that your perspective has changed on even some of that kind of stuff. So I'm curious if, you know,
yeah, I think my official version of that is that there's so many different forms of, this is all about intuition, right? Mm-hmm. Like whatever is presented to you as the way for you to evolve your mind and who you are, go with it. Mm-hmm. Some people that's psychedelics, some people that's, going and doing a pilgrimage in somewhere in the world, or doing a, you know, going and training with a monk. Mm-hmm. Some people that's, you know, anything, but you know, you need to work on that part of you. I've tried so many different things and they've all worked, but they're all for different times in your life. Mm-hmm. And so like, you know, I'm in a time in my life where, you know, I don't need that psychedelics are great. Just like meditation's great. I think that they can be used in really, really, really good ways. Unfortunately, and you think about it this way, the problem with psychedelics that I see from most people is that they're putting a 60 watt light bulb and you're putting 1400 watts to 60 light bulb and it breaks the light bulb.
Right.
Right. Whereas meditation is like, all right, let's flick it on. Let's get a little bit better. Like, so it's kind of like the exponential growth.
It's like a ramp up. Yeah. Rather than.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's, I mean, I've experienced so many people that I've mentored. They go these other countries, they do their ayahuasca, they do their stuff and they come back and they blow up their business. And they had a perfectly fine business. I've blown up businesses before and I get being in alignment and everything else. But a lot of the time they more so, it doesn't get integrated. Mm-hmm. And so I think you have to be really careful with any time that you're spiritually evolving or I'm not saying that from a religious perspective. I'm just talking about that as you, as your soul and your mind, like those parts of you. When you're evolving those parts, you got to be careful because your business has a certain level of consciousness, right? So if you built your business on a reactive or a willful consciousness, you go down to Peru, you do 7 days ayahuasca and you jolt up to like, you know, a higher level of consciousness and you come back, you're going to hate your business. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you don't have enough money to be able to quit your business, but then you're like, oh, screw it, I'll go to Bali. And now you're in Bali and you're like, you know, kind of flying high above the clouds and you're not really giving much to the world. You know what I mean? And right. So You just gotta be careful.
It's all a balance. Yeah, you gotta have the balance.
It absolutely is a balance. So I'm not like pro or anti anything. I'm more of like, you know, if you're called to doing that, go for it, do it. Hmm. That's your life's path. But if you see it and you're like, oh, I'm doing it because, you know, this guy told me to. Or again, you shouldn't do things that people tell you to do. You should listen to yourself.
That's right. It. I mean, and you said, I thought it was actually super smart when you said integration, you know, is integrate this stuff. And I think that is a gut check because I've definitely done some things, you know, all over the place, not just on psychedelics, and just be like, yeah, you just like, it's easy to just, well, you're in a total mindset, you know, mind state difference that you can just fuck off the rest of the day. And it's like, wait, well, hold on. Does that actually serve you and your life and the greater good?
Yeah. Well, I think that it doesn't matter if it's a meditation or hypnotherapy or whatever. I mean, you know, you don't want to do hypnotherapy and then go right into a sales call.
Exactly. I mean? Time and place.
And I think that that's another thing is like going back to what I would do or wouldn't, you know, make sure you take, most people don't need to work 14 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Even if you got a lot on the go, you know, anymore, I find most creative entrepreneurs, if a creative entrepreneur is, you know, working more than 30 hours a week, everything starts to go to shit.
What would you say a creative entrepreneur is? Like, how would you define that?
I would say that, like, if you're more of like a creative and not like an operational person.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think operational people actually have more capacity to work, which is why factories, you know, did work so well on 40, 50 hour work weeks.
Yeah. Systems, right. Automations, processes. Yeah, but
you gotta like, you know, you gotta sit back on the hammock and just think when you're an entrepreneur.
Sure.
And you gotta do that because like the dots connect when you're in that sort of like outside space. And so many entrepreneurs, they just work. Mm-hmm. And they just do. And again, comes from listening. Like, listen, when somebody, when I'm always careful, like if I give advice and I'm not directly mentioning, like I could take 10 people, all at $100,000 a month in revenue. And every single one of them would have a different plan of what they need to do in order to grow. Every single one. And so there's a problem sometimes in this online space where we try to create a method and then put everyone in a box and like everyone do this. I think that's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
And I've done it in past businesses and I saw the fact that it doesn't work. Like people, like it doesn't work from a perspective of they're growing their business. The number of people that I've helped grow in their business and then they become unhappy made me change the way that I do my business and the way that I help people.
Yeah, because I mean, I know Matt spoke to with you, you know, years ago, and you've shifted massively. It seems like just from the last time you guys had a conversation, four years ago or so,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure everything was my God, I wouldn't want to listen to that episode.
I would suck. We'll tack it to the end of this one. Don't worry.
No, I believe the title of that episode was actually called something like "Agencies Suck. Here's What to Do Instead." Or something.
Oh, there you go.
I still believe that though.
Yeah.
I still believe. I mean, listen, the agencies don't suck. I think that they give you the launch pad into, you know, great things.
Sure.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff when you are working with entrepreneurs, and I know it's all over the place and everybody has sort of a different path, but what are some of the commonalities that you find that you're kind of working on with a lot of different people? What are some of the roadblocks that you're helping them get over?
Well, I mean, I think most people come to me because they're like, Scott knows the strategies. And I'm like, that's true. And you don't need the fucking strategies.
Yeah.
So here's the truth. And this is so high level, but it's so important. So most people, 80, 90% of all entrepreneurship and being successful is mindset, right? Like if you're not selling on the phone, like for example, like let's say you don't have a high close rate, it's because, you know, you're not confident or you don't love yourself or you don't believe in your product or you don't trust yourself or you don't trust others. It's because your dad said something to you when you're 9 years old. You know what I mean?
Baggage.
It's not because your sales script sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you can't get your mark, if you're procrastinating, it's because you're out of alignment. You know, you're not, your gut knows you're not supposed to be doing something and you don't know why, but you're still doing it because you think you should do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, everything in your business, finances, operate, like everything comes back to the way that you're thinking about something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, I heard somebody say that if you're procrastinating on getting your work done, it means that you probably don't enjoy your work. Cause if you enjoyed your work, you wouldn't be procrastinating on it.
Right. Sure. Right. Right. And even to the point, I don't think you have to love your work. I think you have to love the process, but you have to know why you're doing something.
It needs to have a purpose behind it. Yeah. I mean, it can be stupid things like just the monotonous admin stuff of business.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you love your business and you love the customers and yourself and partner, whatever, you're going to do the damn thing because that's part of what feeds this whole thing, this journey you're
on. Absolutely. So I think that's so important. Mindset's so important. So I work with people a lot on mindset, but you know, what I really think the business comes down to, life comes down to, it's kind of like three words, is like presence, attention, and awareness. And you can pretty much scale any business if you have those three things. And so here's what I mean by that. And it's super like high up there. And so I'll try to bring it down as far as I can.
That's good.
So if you're not present, you're going to let things slip. You're not going to look at the finances. You're not going to be looking at your marketing. You're not going to be like, if people just literally wrote down on a biweekly basis, marketing, sales, operations, team, mindset, finances, delivery, and listed every problem they're having, and then just went and figured out which ones they're going to solve in the next 2 weeks. People will be much further ahead.
Dude, I love that. That's like a perfect, bi-weekly.
Well, that's what my whole book's based on. Like I wrote 64,000 words about that.
Nice.
And I probably could have wrote another 64,000 about it. And so, you know, that whole concept, of just being able to take attention, list down every anxiety. Every morning you wake up, list every anxiety you have, right? Mm-hmm. People have like a massive anxiety problem, right? Especially being entrepreneurs.
Oh yeah.
Write down every anxiety. And if you bring attention and awareness, and it works in every element. If you want to be a better marketer, figure out how you can get someone present, paying attention to you and having awareness of their own life. That is marketing.
That's huge.
Same thing in sales. Same thing in hiring somebody. Same thing in helping somebody that you already have hired. Everything comes at, what's your mindset issues? If you sat down long enough and disconnect it from your phone and disconnect it from the world, you'd know exactly what's going on inside of your head. But most people are too afraid to actually, you know, sit down in a room by themselves.
Mm-hmm. And would you recommend, this is like, sounds like a journaling process.
It could be a journaling process. It could be, it could be like you talking out loud to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, literally anything. Right. One exercise I get people to do in their business, there's like four personalities of a business owner. There's a business owner, an entrepreneur, a CEO, and an investor. Right. Mm-hmm. So like every single one of those are four different personalities. So like the entrepreneur should never be looking at the cash flow statements because they don't care. Right. So you put your CEO hat on and you're like, okay, well, the cash flow statements, definitely are there. So one of the things I do, I get someone to get four seats. And put a CEO on one seat, founder on the other seat, entrepreneur on one seat, business owner on the other, CEO on another, investor, and they go through all their problems in their business, and they basically have a self dialogue with themselves, talking from the one person being the CEO, basically it's multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to like. This is the shit you got to do.
Yeah,
because that stuff allows you to reveal what's actually going on. You probably don't need another marketing strategy. Or you might need a marketing strategy, but you're not doing anything about it because you're so caught up with the day to day. The reason why the average American or the average person in the world has sanity and isn't like, oh my God, what the heck's happening in the world, or doesn't have sanity, is because they're not actually thinking about what they're really doing in their life. They just got into a habit of flow. And if you want to grow, whether it's growing yourself, growing a relationship, growing a business, you got to be able to take time back. You got to be present with what's going on. You got to give awareness to things, and then your attention is going to go to it, and everything else kind of reveals itself.
Yeah.
So, and then that might say, okay, you know what? I need to go get somebody to manage my finances because you know what? I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Right. Mm-hmm. That might tell you, you know what? You need to go hire Scott because you don't actually know how to scale. That might be, you know what? I need to go, and I thought Facebook ads was my strategy. You know what? That doesn't actually make sense because I don't have the money to actually even spend on Facebook ads. Mm. Right. And so I think what I teach these days is radically simple and radically complex at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, when I mentor someone, when I work with somebody, it's about me getting them to have the mindset that they need so that when they're done with me, like I'm not one of these people that like got clients for like years.
Well, you're shaping them forever. I mean,
Well, 100%. It's like I'm getting them ready for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And I mean, the reason I mentor people is because I look at this and I'm like, hey, listen, if I help 1,000 people become a millionaire, good things are probably going to happen to me.
I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, a percentage of them might say, screw you, Scott. I mean, but a good percentage of them are going to do great things in this world. And I'm going to be able to be involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd say. Like that is from a high level. Like yes, there's all the strategies and the tactics, and I give them the 90-day plan, and here's what you do, and go and do it, and all that. But that's the essence of what more entrepreneurs need to do. And I mean, it took me, most entrepreneurs are like chickens. They're just pecking, 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 pecking. You know what I mean? Like they're just fast. They're like pecking, pecking, pecking. And you got to slow down and be more, you got to get out of your reactive consciousness and get into your strategic consciousness.
Yeah.
It seems like the pecking is more surface level shit. That's usually, yeah, reactive. It's some email that just got sent your way from someone else's agenda. You're not digging the well. You're not going deep on something that really matters to you.
And most, listen, I mean, one of the best things my mother ever, my parents aren't entrepreneurs. I don't come from an entrepreneurial, you know, I was an entrepreneur by the time I was 7, 8 years old, but, and I did really well in my teenage years, but like the honest truth is the best piece of advice my mother said to me is almost everything that happens on a daily basis won't matter in 10 years from now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And she was giving me that advice because, you know, I sucked at school.
Yeah.
And you know, and then I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to go make money. Forget this school thing. You know what I mean? Like, let's just focus on something that's actually going to help me in life. And so that's what happened. Like, that's the truth. People get caught up in the day to day. They stress out about the day to day. And you know, like what creates entrepreneurs, you got to think about, like, most entrepreneurs are under a high level of stress. They're very misunderstood, very lonely. Most people can't talk to their significant others unless their significant other is an entrepreneur. And you know, it can be incredibly, incredibly tough being an entrepreneur, and also realizing that most entrepreneurs are created by someone having that day saying, you know what, this is enough. Enough is enough. Like, I was 360 pounds when I was 17 years old, and came a day where I was like, this is enough. I'm done. And in less than 16 months, I lost, you know, half my body weight.
Is that how it was for the debt? And because you said twice. Yeah,
it's always been like, you know what, enough is enough. For me, I mean, listen, I was kind of like, I'm an anomaly from a perspective. Like, I'm a natural born entrepreneur. You know what I mean? Like, my life path is just like, I just understood the world differently when I was a kid.
Right.
I was an only kid in an isolated place, left by himself, kind of, with a computer.
Yeah, it's dangerous. In a good way, in your case.
And I had so slow of internet, I didn't end up on porn. I ended up on building businesses.
Right? Fair enough. All right.
So, that's a nice twist on your slow internet problem.
Yeah, exactly. But like the porn image would take 11 minutes to load. So I would have, like,
I'm not patient enough for this shit.
Exactly. I'm going to go bank some money instead.
Yeah.
Let's make some money so I can get some high speed internet.
Exactly. Need some fiber.
But then of course you come, you know, 10, 12 years later, and then you realize how bad porn is for you, and then you quit it, and you're like, oh, isn't that funny? Yeah, exactly. So anyways, I don't even know I don't even remember what the question was.
I asked her, like, the whole shift, like, so yeah, enough is enough. You're overweight and done. And then same with debt. It sounded like, was that the big shift for you? You just were fed up.
I mean, I think, like, you know, I was kind of at the lows of the lows, 2011. And, you know, I sold my agency for $1.
Ooh.
So you were done.
Like, you were just getting rid of this thing.
It was bad. It was bad. Like, I had, I don't know, $13,000, $14,000 a month in debt payments. Owed so many people money. And, you know, I went working there, and I was making, you know, $2,500 a month.
Yeah.
Working at the agency that, you know, I essentially built. And so anyways, that lasted for a year. I mean, I was super, I hate using the word depressed, because I think that, you know, I don't know if I necessarily was depressed. I was just like at a dark time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, solid $1 million in debt. You know, a year later, I was like, if I keep doing this, like, I'm going to stay in St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada for the rest of my life.
Wow. And that's way up there. It's freaking cold up there.
It's not a good time up there from that perspective. Great people, terrible place to live. You know, nice in the summer. But anyways, I would remember going to work. I could barely pull myself out of bed by like 10. Huh. I'd go to work, you know, smoke a pipe of weed before I go to work. Mm-hmm. And I know some people do that now, and like that's fine. I find anytime that you're doing something to suppress yourself, like smoking weed, like, you know, from that here and now is not a big deal. But if you're doing it a lot, there's something off in your life.
Right. Consistently without thinking.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what it doesn't matter if it's food, weed, crazy adventure, sport. Like, if you're either trying to elevate or suppress, something's off. Mm-hmm. Right. And so finally I was like, you know what? Something's off. You know what I mean? I gained like 40 pounds that year. I like just played video games. Like it was going out of style. Like, you know, it was not good. And so, you know, eventually I had that moment where I was like, all right, this is enough. And then I went, quit that. And what I did is I went and, you know, I called every person that I literally had as a connection on LinkedIn, set up meetings with them. And within a month, I started a new agency and had $250,000 in contracts.
Dude.
And that was it. And so then I built that 2013, 2014. And the 2014, I was like, oh my God, this agency thing's going to kill me. But I paid an awful lot of debt. So I killed that. I didn't kill that, but I knew I was like, okay, I don't know what to do next, but you know, I need to do something. So then I moved to Toronto early 2015. And then in May or in April of 2015, someone was like, hey, can you teach me this online marketing thing? Cause I've been doing it for such a long time at this point. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I mean, I can't really like that. And that's not me. And then he's like, yo, like come teach me. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I was like, you know, if you teach, you can't do, right?
Right.
And I was like, oh man, I'm going to fail. Like this sucks. And so anyways, I went ahead and I had this like little Facebook group, this little dinky rinky Facebook group with like 500 people in it. And I was like, hey, I'm doing this thing. I had 24 people sign up at $1,300. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. That's nuts. And so so I did it again. And I had another 24 people. And this time it was like $2,000. And then I just, and John knows this, but I was on John Lee Dumas's podcast. And I was like, hey, if you want to get on a call, I'll get on a 15-minute call with you for free. I had 300 people book.
Oh, wow. Damn, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's crazy. I mean, like I was working crazy. And then, that led into, you know, my online course business doing 3 million in 2016.
Dude,
when I went to Toronto, I only had $40,000 in my bank account and still had probably $500,600,000 in debt at that point. Hmm. So it wasn't like I had like a ton of, you know, money at this cash point. Like road, I didn't have in 2016, I spent like, I think less than $50,000 in ads. It was all partnerships and podcasts. I did over 250 podcasts and I did about 150 joint venture webinars. I just hustled,
man.
Yeah. I just get it. You know, I just got, and then that led into doing a launch and then, you know, doing a bigger launch. And then 2017, you know, got myself out of most of the debt. And, you know, completely repositioned myself, and I know we're coming up on time, so I'll get to the end of this because I think it's a good story
that's for great, people to
realize how quick things can change. So, you know, 2017 happened. And then I was starting to like really going back into those patterns. I was in an open relationship. I was smoking a ton of weed. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, all that type of stuff. Right. So it's kind of like, oh wow, I'm like back where I was in 2012, but just a little bit different. And so I was like, you know what, you know, I was making $300,000-$400,000 a month at this point. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to blow this up, travel the world and I'll figure it out. But I just knew that I needed to like, you know, tear apart my life again. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And then 3 weeks later, I met my now wife, here back in, I'm in Northern California now, but back in Venice Beach. Mm-hmm. And that was the start of, you know, the next thing, which was 2019. I built a $10 million business. That's the biggest business I've built. I helped so many people, but it was all, for the most part, it was all out of ego. It wasn't out of my alignment. It was like, oh, I should do this because I did that last business. So let me do this next thing.
Yeah. It's interesting. And,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting because I find that the sort of reinvention and like constant reinvention, I almost feel is actually like a human drive. I think we're all driven to like do something for a certain amount of time. And then after we've kind of feel that that's run its course, we're all kind of driven to just start over and do something else. Like I know throughout my career, I've been in the online digital marketing space for 15 years now, but I've run 7 different businesses in that 15 years. Cause I feel this constant need to reinvent. And it kind of sounds like,
Yeah, what I realize is that you're just going up the level of like consciousness, and your business doesn't associate or align with your current level of consciousness. Mm. And so when something's not in alignment, we either suppress it or we've got to do something about it. And so, you know, so my next book is going to be about, so there's two I'm working on, but my next book is how to pivot your business, blow up your business, or sell your business.
Mm, I like
and that. I've done every single one. I've done every one of those at least five times. And the premise of the book is, listen, you're out of alignment. I'm going to tell you how to either blow this up, how to pivot it so that you are in alignment, or how to package it up so you can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And because the honest truth is, entrepreneurship is the deepest personal development you'll ever do. And the business you have today probably isn't the business. If you're a real entrepreneur, like a real founder and not a CEO, you're going to have a ton of different businesses in your life.
Yep.
And it's part of your own personal development process. It's not like, you know, Tim Cook running Apple, punching numbers, figuring out supply chain, logistics, that type of thing.
You ain't doing that.
Yeah. No, you ain't doing that. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you ain't doing that.
Yep.
And so I think it's really important for people to realize that like you will, like I've reinvented myself every 18 months, probably ever.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, some people look at that as like it not being like, I have people all the time being like, I don't want to buy your stuff because, you know, I don't know when you're going to blow it up.
You keep changing, you keep shifting.
You keep changing. I'm like, well, you're not my customer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's cool. You know what I mean? And then the other side of it is that every reinvention, I learn so much new. I help so many more new people. I help totally different groups of people. And, you know, it's really, really, really fun. And you just gotta, you know, you're in your business and in your life and your relationship, everything, you just gotta follow your gut, follow your alignment and have a lot of fun with that. And not take things too seriously and not, you know, I think a lot of us, we just need to take care of ourselves first. I think a lot of people go out in there. A lot of entrepreneurs have the Messiah complex. I want to impact blank, right? Meanwhile, they barely can afford to, you know, pay rent.
Yeah, take care of yourself first, man.
You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your kids. You got to take care of your family. Then go out and do all the crazy epic shit that you want to do to impact the world.
Damn right.
You know, I'm all about impact. Yeah. You got to do it at the right time.
I love it, man. I feel like we really could do like a Joe Rogan style where we go for. No,
Yeah, if it wasn't for another call, I'd go for. If I didn't have something after this, I'd
round
I'd,
three.
We'll have to do another round then. We'll have to. Well, make listen, it happen.
If people like it, we'll do another round. I don't want to.
Can do that.
If no one gets to the end, I don't want to do another one. But if
part of this podcast is selfish and we like it, so isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's right. Hey Scott, what's the name of that book? The first one, the soonest one that will come out.
Yeah, exactly. I've been tossing around books like they're going crazy. It's called The Nuclear Effect. If you go to scottolford.com, I don't know when this is going to be aired, but if it's aired after April or, you know, after April, you'll be able to go pre-order that.
Nice.
Get some really cool bonuses too. That's going to be the book. You want to build a 7-figure plus business, literally some of the top people in the world, you know, Rich over at Agora.
Yep.
Top Herman, you know, Tucker Max, who else? Roland Fraser from Digital Marketer. All those people are like, yo, this is like, and they've actually all read it. And they're like, yo, this book is fucking epic. I'm excited that it turned out that way because I rewrote it three fucking times.
Hell yeah. Well, go buy that one. Or, you know, if it's available, go pre-order right now. Oh, I can't wait. Hands on that.
Drop the name of your upcoming podcast because that's going to be badass. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be coming out sometime soon. I'm not sure when, but it's going to be called, it's called In the Future. It's going to be a lot of things we talk about today, economy, technology, AI, how to integrate those things, how to capitalize on those things as an actual entrepreneur, not like, you know, somebody that's got, you know, 20 million bucks in the bank trying to do it, but like, you know, people like you and me, how do we capitalize on that? How do we use it? And how do we make it so that we don't, you know, wake up 6 years from now without a job?
Love it, man. Love it. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us. We're getting you right down to the minute, but appreciate you, man. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having you on and talk soon.
All right, man.
See ya.
See
ya.
Bye.
Hey. Thank you for listening to that episode. This is Joe Fear. I'm sure you probably already knew that. And Matt is not here right now, but I'm pretty sure he enjoyed the episode just as much as you and I did because, you know, he went into the production of kind of making that thing right along with me. So thank you very much. And I want to give a quick shout out to our buddies over at Easy Webinar. These guys have been supporting us for a while, a long time. And Casey Zeman is just a super good guy all around. He's actually been on the show before. He's the founder of Easy Webinar. So if you look up Casey Zeman on any podcast platform you're listening to, go check him out. Go check out his backstory, what he's all about. You can learn a lot about webinars as well. And right now, you know, Easy Webinar, these guys are actually hooking you up with a great trial. It's a completely free trial to test out their software, soup to nuts. Check it all out and see if it's a good fit for you. If you go to easywebinar.com/hustle, that's H-U-S-T-L-E. If you didn't know how to spell hustle, there you go. So if you go to easywebinar.com/hustle, you can go grab a free trial. And Easy Webinar literally lives up to its name. It's super simple. I mean, super easy. And it does all the stuff that you're looking for in any kind of thing with webinars. I mean, they literally cover every single type of webinar you possibly can do. So from live to automated to scheduled at specific times and all these crazy features in between. Can't even list them all out. I'll be here way too long. They give you a ton of advanced analytics, what's working, what's not during your webinar based off all these actions. You'll see who attended, how long they stayed, if they clicked the offer or if they didn't. Basically, you're going to make more money and you're going to work less with this thing and you're going to create better relationships with the folks that are listening because it's a good experience. You want to give that good experience along with some great content, of course, and a killer offer if that's what you got for them. So go try it out yourself. Go check out easywebinar.com/hustle. That's easywebinar.com/hustle. All righty. So that is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, enjoying it. Hopefully you did. I'm pretty sure you did if you lasted this long. And go check out Easy Webinar when you get the chance. And we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. For taking the time to listen, we want to give you something a little bit special. Every single episode that we do, we actually have somebody on our team take notes. We basically have a Cliff's Notes version of every episode where you can go and find all of the tips and tactics that they laid out, all of the resources that they laid out, all the good stuff from this episode. We actually have a nice simple notes version that you can find on our website. So go to evergreenprofits.com, find this episode that you just listened to, and give us your email address and we'll send you the notes. Thanks for listening.
Go get it.
Wiki.